U.S.-Mexico drug tunnel discovered. This is UNnews. I'm Todd Lyons. Dateline San Diego, USA. Authorities reported today the discovery of a 5-foot-wide underground tunnel that they believe to be the work of traffickers operating along the U.S.-Mexican border. In addition to providing adequate headroom for an adult male to walk from Tijuana to an undisclosed U.S. warehouse, the underground route also featured a smoking lounge, roadside munchie vendors, a Bong and Roachcliffe novelty store, and a duty-free shop boasting unlimited cigarettes and as many liters of alcohol as you can carry. There were lots of friendly people offering free product samples along the walkway. It was kind of like shopping at Costco, actually, except for the narcotics, of course, said Mitchell Unzmoka, a special agent for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They'll sure be surprised when we fill it in with cement tomorrow, he added in an undertone. James Fernando, special agent in charge of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's San Diego office, said he'd received a tip from a Thomas O. Staggs, who refused to provide any other personally identifying information, but wanted on record that he was not the senior executive vice president and chief financial officer of the Walt Disney Company. Mr. Staggs revealed that he originally complained to the office of the U.S. Trade Representative that a new Mexican tourist attraction was unfairly siphoning money out of the coffers of American businesses, but his complaint was dismissed because this is fully allowable under NAFTA. After some discussion, we were able to discover additional dangers to U.S. citizens, primarily the illegal importation of dangerous and untaxed products brought in by tourists. Subsequent interest from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration led to the investigation, discovery, and closure of this venture. Danger, Fernando said. He suspects that the tunnel was excavated by the Harrelson Chong drug smuggling syndicate or a similarly well-established drug cartel. Enforcement officials worked through the night to evacuate the area of over 2 tons of marijuana, 113 hot dog and pretzel carts, 237 miscellaneous employees, 39 prostitutes, and a physician drop-in clinic, and a law office. Reach for comment at his two-room lean-to on the fringes of Burbank, California. Tommy Chong said, I don't know anything about it, man. Can you dig it? Excuse me. Daddy's trying to read the news right now. Can we talk about this later? Excuse me. Tommy Chong said, I don't know anything about it, man. Can you dig it? It's totally a bummer, though, all that weed going to waste. Do you know if it'll be going up for sale at the next government surplus auction? 4 other tunnels have already been unearthed this month in the Tijuana San Diego area, all by way of anonymous tips from ordinary people in no way affiliated with business or special interest groups. This is Todd Lyons. You're listening to UNnews. What did you want, sweetie? Come to Daddy.